Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To reach the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, September 29, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good
hump day, so let's get over it. All right? All right, how you guys doing? It's nice, beautiful, sunny, shiny weather in California. I hope the rest of the country is getting the same, even though I know you're not. And it's only 64 degrees. It's still nice. So, all right. What's going on? Did we send anything out?
No, nothing went out. No updates.
Nothing went out. But there's some absolutely interesting news, things that did occur. And one of them was I didn't get my booster shot like I told you guys I was going to get. I wanted to get it. I even went to the doctor to get it. I even sat down in the chair to get it. And then they went to the computer and said, oh, man, first of all, you're too young to get it. I said, what? Too young to get it? I want to come get it because I want to get it. And then they told me that it's been 6 months since you got your last one. What are you doing here? And, you know, me, because I went off too soon. Then why'd you tell me to come here? Anyway, couldn't get it. Tried to be first in line. Wouldn't let it happen. So, even though I got all your texts and your emails, people who were concerned about me getting it, and I appreciate your concern. Thank you. I'm still going to get it, though. All right, second thing is, Walt wanted to talk to Catnip, I think, so he tried to do it through me, sending me some messages. So you guys will know, I'm actually going to try and send it to you guys so the whole world can see it and hear it after this call. But we're going to talk about it. It was actually an interview that was completed about how the Iraqi street feels, why they feel the way they do, who they have confidence in, who they don't have confidence in. It's a real good 27-minute radio interview that details into all of that. But I think it's good for everybody to know because it talks about a lot of the things that we talked about, actually reinforces a lot of the things we've talked about going into Iraq, involving Iran, the U.S., the differences between Baghdad and Kurdistan. So it's a great insight that I think if you guys will take the time to listen to, it will give you a better understanding of what's going on and what's happening right now, today, in Iraq, besides what we read. So we got the shock of a lifetime this morning when Iraq finally announced the results of the federal appeals on the 12 paragraphs. They did announce it today. So that's all over with, but they did address it. So the 29th was a good day. But more importantly to you and me, now that that's over with, where is the budget? When is it going to come out? Now there's no reason for you not to show it because you said it passed. Now the federal government has done their part. So where's the budget with the new rate with all the money? And that we should see. People in Iraq are being brought into the bank, even currently today. They're having to sign for their cards, their bank accounts, which they're telling me is the only way they're going to get paid, so you better come in and do it. But while they're there, they are explaining to them the lower denoms, showing them what they look like, and telling them how it's going to work when the announcement is made. So they are educating them as they come in and get their accounts, which is a good thing for us. It could still happen sooner rather than later. So our only question is, when are they going to make the announcement? Is it still by the end of the month, which is what everybody was anticipating, which would be tomorrow? I don't know. But I can tell you this. The banks are not on standby. They're not in the office working 12-hour shifts getting ready for this to go, even though they were told by the end of the month. But they figure they can ramp up as fast as they need to. Texas still hasn't been updated. There is a strong belief here in the U.S. now, and while the Treasury said that it's been delayed a couple weeks, is because nobody thought our budget was going to have anything to do with it, our debt ceiling, because they thought it was going to sail through, which we obviously see has not happened. Now, they're going to take a vote tonight, which leaves us tomorrow. And then if it doesn't happen, we're going to go from there. Does it make sense for our budget to be extended or the debt ceiling to be extended and not have the RV? Well, if it's not extended, the government shuts down. Government employees aren't getting paid. We're going to go back to the same craziness we did with closing government buildings, closing government parks, shutting down businesses, affecting the whole economy if it doesn't go through. Now, there's still time and there's still hope. And if it doesn't go through, who can be blamed this time? Democrats. Democrats are actually a small majority in the House and the Senate. The Democrats are fighting amongst themselves, is why it hasn't already been done. Democrats are making agreements, decisions. It kind of sounds like Iraq, to tell you the truth. If you guys watch exactly what's happening, it is. And the biggest thing is, this is what, and I'm just giving you guys my opinion right now. This is my personal opinion. This is the thing that kills me. For the last five presidents, everybody has talked about infrastructure, rebuilding America. The same thing they're talking about in Iraq right now. Infrastructure, rebuilding Iraq, putting all this money over there. But we've been saying it for the last five presidents. Maybe they've been saying it for the last four or five minutes. But we sent all this money over there to rebuild Iraq. You guys get your stuff together, but we don't want to rebuild America. We don't want these infrastructures and to create all these new jobs and opportunities. And it's the only way to do it. And I just don't understand. I just think, really, it's something that presidential candidates say because they're full of shit. Because none of them have done it. Same thing they're saying in Iraq. We're going to do this, do that, but none of them have done it. They just say it. When it makes good common sense to actually do it. Create jobs, create opportunities, rebuild our country just like theirs. And we know it's one thing that happens every country we've ever went to war in. Well, I don't think it's going to happen in Afghanistan because we did nothing wrong. But we have rebuilt their countries better than our own. All their structures are newer. All their technology is newer. All their opportunities grow up. And we're paying for all that. But we don't want to pay for it here. I don't understand that. I don't even understand the fight about it. But anyway, so that's why the Treasury said delayed a couple weeks. They think this is going to come into play tomorrow. But I guess we'll see what really happens. As far as Iraq, they are ready to go. They're saying they are a sovereign nation. They signed a bunch of new contracts and agreements again this week. They had companies sign on, countries sign on. They announced their new Visa MasterCards going through their cell phone system. They announced that. We got off the call on Monday, Tuesday. And we saw that as a, a, a huge difference. They see it as a way to come into the digital age as far as banking, everything else, and that it's going to let their people do even more. So everybody's excited about it. They still have their window, which in tomorrow, because, again, everybody's hoping that the Democrats do something today or tonight when they vote that enables everything to go forward. We'll see. So the only other thing, because now the budget is free, we don't see it, we could announce it, would be the election. But this recording that, and I give credit where credit's due, even though some idiots can't even understand when I'm doing it. But Walt sent me this, and I listened to it, and again, it made same sense that we've been saying. It actually reinforces from the Iraqi perspective on what they feel is going to happen. So I'll tell you, they feel like they're being told to vote. And I told you guys that. Go vote. Sadat is saying vote. I ain't saying vote. They also feel, why are we voting if Al-Kazimi's already going to get reelected? And that's what, how they feel that he is. They feel he deserves it because of what he's done. But they feel he's no different because what he hasn't done. Okay, he came up with the white paper. So what? Nobody's working. There's no money. He devalued the economy. Okay, you brought all these countries and groups in. We're going to do all these great things. So what? No bricks are being laid. No pipes being laid. No wires are being crossed. Right now, it's just a bunch of talk. It's good talk. It's what we want to hear. But it hasn't happened. And that's what they're looking for, something to happen. There is a fear out there that people are going to hit the streets if it doesn't happen soon. They don't want to wait for the election and 5 months after the election for the new government. They mean happen soon. All that takes one. The biggest argument in Iraq today, this morning, is over the fact that crude oil is over $80 a barrel today. Nobody understands why the rate hasn't changed. There's clearly people asking for it, saying it's justified, that they made so much money over the last year since November when they devalued the currency, and oil has gone up every month since. So they know there's a surplus of money. They paid off $11 billion of their debt last year while the people suffered. They built their reserves while the people suffered. And now it's at $80 and say you're still not changing the rate back, still not affecting the exchange rate, is not making any sense. So the rumbling and grumbling has started publicly. Some people in the Parliament complain about why it hasn't been changed. So we'll see what happens. But it's a good day. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. KC success, you already addressed that. That was about the Supreme Court ruling. Classic Destiny says, since Iraq is on the same financial timeline as the U.S., what damage will they do to themselves if they don't RVRI? Perhaps they have already done so and it is hidden from the people and the world?
Okay, so guys, believe it or not, I know some of you are not going to believe it, but I do get tired of seeing these idiots did this and these idiots did that. And I'm sure Ray tired of me saying it because he told me a long time ago. He let me talk about other people. But anyway, I know somebody put out the RV had already taken place in Iraq, and because, of course, they sent it to me already. And they were supposed to announce it, but it's not been announced. And the grounds are that they're not going to do an in-country RV and hide it. What's the purpose of doing it if none of the people are getting benefits of it? If they lower the norms on it, why do they do it? If the rate has changed and it's been that way for days, weeks, or months, why don't we see it? If they announce the RV, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me for them to keep saying that every night and every other night and it's out when it has no benefit for them to do that. And there's no way they can even do that. There's enough people here probably on this call that have access to Iraqi television, that have access to family, relatives in Iraq. There's no way they could announce it that it would affect anything and everybody not know it now. I mean, you know, technology. Think about it. The internet. Cell phones. Pigeons be flying in the sky with a message. Look what we did. The moment that it happens, there's no benefit for them to keep telling you it's going to go from east to west. I mean, who does that even make sense to? That they're going to change it in time zones or different days. Is this the stupidest thing you ever heard of? And what happens with all the other contracts, all the other exchanges that's going on, all the other individual businesses that are operating at a tenth of the value? I mean, how stupid can you get? It's going to be global. No, it has not happened, will not happen. There's no back books. They're making agreements with other countries, with companies, with businesses. When you start, this is the rate you're going to be paid at when we do it. Now, the difference between some guys having a new rate on their debit cards, which they obviously do, their contracts and that, are individuals. When you start talking about entire countries doing exchanges, operating businesses, or building schools, churches, and houses inside Iraq, how are they supposed to be getting paid something different from the guy walking the street? That doesn't even make sense. What's next?
Life be perfect. What are you hearing from the different levels of the Treasury? Well, you kind of addressed that already.
Yes.
Unless you want to say something else. Okay. Phoenix 13 says, you have said when we go to the exchange center, we will meet with three bankers. Will the bankers make the decision on what rate they will give you together, or just one makes the final decision on your rate?
You're going to meet with the guy you're exchanging with so far, and they've had three other people. So it's a total of four people. It's a group decision. That's why they have them there. So one person isn't deciding. They're listening to you. They're seeing what you have. They're going to make you an offer, and you're going to accept it. It's not one person. Supposedly, it's four people, and they're going to witness everything because they have to actually sign as witnesses to the agreement. All right, what's next?
Surprise says, we know that there is a cap on contract rate for dinar and dom. Is there any cap on the ZIM? Thinking, I remember you saying you had to a so many to get a certain rate. How many was that, and is that still in play? I guess you had to have so many to get a certain rate. So the bottom line is there a cap on the ZIM, and did you have to have a certain amount to get a certain rate? I guess they meant on ZIM, since that was the last thing they asked about. So take it away.
Oh, all right. I just thought you were just going to tell them because we talked about it 100 times. Said the more ZIM you have, the higher rate. They wouldn't give you the 33 cent unless you had 10 Zim or more. And then from there, the rate changes at 10, and it goes up to 80 cents, maybe, depending on how many you have. So, yes, it is based on. There's no limit. It just increases the more you have. All right, what's next? Hello?
Okay, that was it. Live callers. Okay,
let's do it.
Let me get to this screen. 512 area code. You're first.
Hello, guys.
Oh, wait. Good. Hold on for a second. Wait, let's get this stuff out of the way first, Rick. So we're doing a call today. We're going to do a call on Friday. We just don't know. Well, we're going to try to do a call on Friday. Just don't know what time it's going to be. So you guys be aware. But if we do it, it's going to be after 6 Eastern. Right, Greg?
Oh, definitely. No, wait a minute. No.
Yeah.
No, wait a
yeah.
Minute.
After 6 Eastern. It's going to be after 7 Eastern. But that's still after 6. Okay. It'll be after 7 Eastern. If we can do it.
I'm with you. Right.
But that's what we're going to try and do. Just so you guys know that right now. And the reason is Ray's turn to travel. He's going to be in the Phoenix area. He already announced that to you guys this weekend during this class. But we got to give him time to get there, get set up, and then we're going to try and do it Friday evening. So everybody can rearrange your day or do what you need to do if you want to hear it, or you can listen to the recording Saturday morning. All right, so I want to get that part out the way. All right, let's go. Who's first?
Hello, guys. Hello, guys.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fantabulous, sir.
Fantastic. How are
to
you?
The nth degree.
Super fantastic. Tony, you were talking about the 12 paragraph, and something happened to my phone, but I just wanted to just kind of go back to that. You said that it was done or the appeal was approved or something?
I said that 12 paragraphs were answered by the federal government. So that is no longer a concern of ours or a reason for them to withhold the budget, because that's now been completed and cannot be appealed. So it's done. And they made various decisions on them, 6 of them and 4 other ones. And you guys can look at the article if you want to see what each paragraph. But the fact of the matter is it's over. So they can no longer use that as a reason for not releasing the budget. So we should see that release happen, which thought would happen with the announcement of the RV, and we'll see if that fact is the case. All right? But that's good news for us. It's finally over because that's what they were using for justification for not opening the budget.
And once they open the budget, there's nothing else to address.
Open the budget, hopefully the new rate is in there, like we've been told, and the RV occurs.
Oh, okay. And then you mentioned Texas, and I just wanted to go back. You said that they had not had an update, but they never announced that they were waiting on a new update, did they? I just didn't remember.
They never got a date for a new update. They never got their update. Because when that day came, they told them just hold on. They never received a new date to look for an update. Got that part?
Gotcha.
They're just waiting. So they're not on standby, on alert, nothing else. They're just being patient right now. So there's no anticipated date from Texas, which means it could happen at any time.
Okay, I got you. All right, then. Those were my 2 questions. Appreciate you guys taking the questions. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, hold on, guys.
Oh, okay.
I lost Greg. Oh,
yeah. I'm here. All right. 281, you're on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How you guys doing today?
All right.
Who is it?
You know.
Who is it?
No, you didn't ask who this was. I know you. Why you got to ask who this is? You didn't ask the other lady who she was. Why you got to ask who I am?
Well, she sounds like somebody important. You sound like somebody who's sitting in the back of the bus. How about that?
You know what? I'm going to let you slide with that. Anyway, I do have some questions today. Okay, so now, with all of this delaying and all of this foolishness going on where the rate has not been shown yet, how much of the U.S. holding this back has to do with this? I mean, Iraq can't do any more than what the U.S. left them. So how much of a hand in this does the U.S. have? I mean, because it looks like they are trying to, you know, like you say, deal with their budget over here and some other stuff. And so I don't, you know, and they got to wait until they vote or whatever it is they got to do over here. I don't even see that, the RV in Iraq happening until the U.S. get through with some stuff over here. Does that make sense or no?
No, it makes sense. So I'm going to tell you, I think it was last week, last Friday. What's it, Wednesday? Last Friday or Wednesday something. There's some people in D.C. that came out with a very stern message. Very stern. And it simply said, I don't give a holy hell what Iraq does. Because nothing's going to be done until we tell them they can do it.
There you go.
That was their
message. That's what's been, I feel like that. Yep. I feel just like that. So, I mean, you know, Iraq can do whatever they want to do until the U.S. releases it. It ain't going anywhere to me. That's just my opinion. But, so with that said, if they pass, just say they do make a ruling tonight or vote tonight and it goes through or whatever, then you think that at that point it could possibly go, because it seems like Iraq has pretty much done everything to me. And now we're seeing this article where they ruled on their budget. Was it the 2021, I believe? And they did all the appeal stuff. So like you said, what other issues would it be for them over there? Seem like they've done everything.
Iraq has done everything. And they've been saying that they were done. And they were hiding behind these 12 paragraphs as excuse of not to release their budget. But now that excuse is gone. They're using the excuse that, hey, the rate is going to change into 22 budget now. Because we missed 21. That may not necessarily be true. It could be another rate change that they're referring to in the 22 budget. The U.S. Treasury said a month ago, 2 months ago, they told Texas, hey, we agree we're going to release it. It's going to be gone. But guess what? Nobody expected this nonsense that's going on right now about the debt ceiling with them, or about passing these two infrastructure bills. Because, you know, as Democrats in control, it was supposed to be an easy thing, over and done with. But as usual, if there's a chance to go wrong, it can go wrong. So we got at least two Democrats, Manchin, and I'm not sure he is a Democrat, arguing, fighting against getting done, now Sorensen. But anyways, that's all it takes because of the count, both in Congress and in the Senate. One person can hold up the entire world, because that's what's happened. One person's vote is holding up the entire world right now. They say it's one party, but it's really just, you know, one or two people, Manchin and Sorensen, is holding up the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it clear? Does Iraq get clear? Is that the money they're going to use with this $3 trillion or this $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan that they're putting out? And I'm not necessarily meaning our money. I mean the government's own money that they're going to get once it's announced, without telling anybody. Are we going to be able to affect everything? Absolutely. So Iraq is look, we're ready. And they're being told that.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Yep.
But it still can't happen until the Treasury says it can happen.
That's right. And I'm, because, you know, in reading some of the articles and things, you know, they're training or have trained or completed training the people in the banks pretty much. And, I mean, they're educating them on the new small category notes and all that stuff. So, I mean, they're down to the wire. So the U.S. is, to me, from just my opinion from looking at the whole picture, it just seems like it's them holding this up right now. And then maybe once they get this budget over here passed or whatever it is they got to do, then we may see it, because it looked like it would flow all in together with the RV, because then they could do, Biden can do what he needs to do like Clinton did back in the 90s when Kuwait RV. I think it just would flow all together. And it would be a lot of less explaining of a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? With they can get some stuff done with that money. So it just kind of makes sense, but then, you know, it's still frustrating that it's not, you know, they're not releasing it yet. In Iraq, we're seeing everything in the articles that Iraq is pretty much doing everything or have done everything they need to do. So that's just my opinion from looking at everything and reading stuff. But we'll see what happens. I hope they pass something tonight or whenever it is they're supposed to vote on this stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Listen,
that's
just so
my
you
opinion.
Know, just so you know, if I want your opinion, I'll give you your opinion. People call this number to get my opinion.
But let me ask you this. Wasn't that a good opinion? Wasn't it? See, I do have something upstairs. I got a lot upstairs. I just don't always share it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Absolutely. But that's where we're at, guys. It just makes sense. So we'll know tonight.
Yeah.
We'll know tomorrow both what happens in Iraq and the U.S. We should know exactly how long it's going to be delayed, if it is, what happens tonight on both sides. And maybe that's why they chose 30 September, because everybody knows what needs to be done by 1 October, or we all shut down, because that's what's going to happen. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We're right up here to it.
And I really don't think they want to shut it down. They got too much going on. I believe they're going to vote on something tonight and it's going to go through, because with this pandemic stuff that's already, you know, causing a lot of havoc on the world and the economy, especially here in the U.S., really, you want to cause more havoc by doing all of this foolishness and not passing it? It just doesn't make sense. So let's just see what they do tonight. I'm thinking they will. I'm going to bet on
all right.
it. I'll bet.
Well, I only bet on things I control, because that way I know I win. So I ain't betting on it.
Okay, well, thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you guys do, and I hope we be in the banks at least by next week. Man, I tell you,
me
we were ready.
All
right. Well, y'all have a good day.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. 754, Erico, you are on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. A sunny day in Florida also, Tony. Beautiful here today. By the way, in talking about the vote, I don't know if you know, but at the very last minute, Chuck Schumer from your state changed his vote from a yes to a no. So he also voted down raising the debt ceiling. A lot of bad things were put in that infrastructure package, and that's why they are objecting to it, because it's not only an infrastructure package. But anyway, Janet Yellen said that if they don't do something by October 15th, they will be out of money if this debt ceiling isn't raised, and it obviously was blocked. Do you think their election in Iraq is in the middle of October? Do you think this is going to that point because we're going to run out of money by October 15th? She said there will be no money in the Treasury. So this really does have to go, don't you think?
No. Wait, you're saying two different things. Do I think the election in Iraq is on the 10th because of what's going on here as far as us running out of money?
No, I'm talking about the RV because Yellen announced that the Treasury will be out of money by October 15th. I know their election is on the 10th. If we don't raise the debt ceiling, do you think that will force the Treasury to let this go since they know by October 15th they're not going to have any money left?
No. Listen, guess what happens? We don't raise the debt ceiling. The government shuts down. Iraq RV. The government still doesn't have any money because they're not working. They're shut down. Okay? They're not going to be doing exchanges. They're not going to be transferring money back and forth. The government is going to be shut down. So nothing goes on. Just like it shut down, you know, when Trump was in, when Obama was in. We had to close all our parks, close all the government buildings. Everybody had to go home, which I'm sure they'll be happy to do now. It stops everything. I don't care how much money's coming out of Iraq, anywhere else. There's no government office to receive it. They're not working. They can't divvy it up and say, oh, here's some extra money. Now we can work again, because that's the next fiscal year. It starts October 1st. There's no money allocated if the government's not working. So that's not the answer. The answer, I mean, the whole solution was nobody thought we would come to this with the Democrats being in control in all three. So this was a great date to set the election for. October, new fiscal year, money's going to be flowing everywhere if it came out that time, whether it was the 1st or the 10th after the election, or the 15th. So things aren't as planned right now. Can all that change tonight? Yep, we came to an agreement. We averted the shutdown. The government goes on, let the money flow. It's a better scenario. There's no scenario out there to force the RV to make our government operate. Our government has to already be operating in order to take advantage of it. It has already been back in there so they can vote on where all this money goes. Go ahead.
So you mentioned an article where they said that they don't give a crap what Iraq says. When we're ready to let it go, it will go.
Okay,
when
that wasn't an article.
To be ready,
that was an individual in D.C. telling me this is how this operates. That wasn't an article.
All right, so when are they ever going to let it go? If the election happens, if we wait until after the election, Iraq will come up with something else to delay it. Oh, we got to put our parliament in, or we have to go to the 2022 budget, or we got another holiday coming up for 6 weeks. They're always having holidays. What is to stop this from not going, that we don't go through another year of this nonsense?
Well, okay, good point. First of all, the U.S. says now they've met all of our requirements, which it seems like they have because there's nothing out there. If Iraq says the white paper's in full effect because they already opened it, said they were starting. And if they're doing what they're announcing this morning, that these countries and companies that are coming in that are going to start working in the next couple of weeks, are going to start working before the end of the year. Some of them are going to start working the first week of November. And that means the budget had to be open because that's where the money's coming from for them to start working. That's where the money's coming from for them to hire all these people that they need. Because the companies coming in, or like China, is giving Iraq a loan to build all these things. And they're guaranteeing it, but it's in the 21 budget. So they have to open the budget in order for any of this to happen. So they can open the 21 budget. Does the 21 budget actually have the rate in it as it was supposed to? Or what they're putting out now, if there's going to be a rate change in the 22 budget. Doesn't mean it didn't change in the 21, but they're planning for another one in the 22. Or is that, they said, let's just delay it the last 3 months, let them suffer, and put it all in the 22. That, there we would have a problem. Because the 22 budget hasn't been submitted, even though they said it was, and it's going to have to be approved by the new government, which we know, even though the vote is on the 10th, we won't see a new government until February, March of next year, because that's what they do. Even though it's supposed to be Al-Kazimi, he's there, he temporarily killed the prime minister. Maybe he could force things through, but I don't think we can wait for the 22 budget. When everything was approved by the white paper, all these people are coming in to work, and we know it's based on the new rate. And I can tell you guys, 100%, there are contractors with the country of Iraq who have signed their contract in agreement, have been given a date for the new rate, and it's not next year. But they have, and for them to go into effect. Now, I know that part because I know the two companies that have the contracts with the country, not in the country, with the country, and the information they've been given. But I can just tell you what I know. I still can't make it happen, and something still could happen, because I don't know what our government's going to do tonight.
Well, you said if the rate's in the 2021 budget, I thought we've been told in the past on the calls and other places that the new rate is in the 2021 budget. What makes you think that it possibly could not be in the 2021 budget?
Listen, I know it's in the budget too because I just told you they signed their contract and it's with the new rate. So, well, I don't know what they might do or might not do, but I'm telling you right now it is in there. Because these contracts were signed based on that. I can tell you right now that I know people who have the MasterCards who are out of the country that have the new rates on their cards. Those are things I know. I know. I'm not guessing, hoping, or that. They're operating under it right now because I know live, real people who have it. But I still can't tell you if they're going to change this or change that. That's all I'm saying. I don't know
right.
My, because it's just crazy. But right now, right, we're on track for this thing to happen. Go ahead.
All right. My last question is a two-parter. This first part I'm a little confused about. To open the budget and to show the new rate, doesn't the U.S. Treasury have to let the RV go at the same time? Or can they open the budget and show the rate, and we still don't have an RV? That's part one. And the bonds that they're paying 6 to 7% on, wouldn't that be tied to the budget showing the new rate, or how are they paying that kind of rate on the bonds?
They can open the budget and they could have every intention to have the new rate in there. And if the U.S. doesn't let it go through, it's not going to go through. So I don't even think they're going to do that. That would be a horrible situation. But if the U.S. says it's not going to go through, it's not going to go through, they'd have to find some new excuse for not opening the budget. So that's what would have to happen, all right? The bonds they put out there are not out there. They said this is what they want to do. There are members in Parliament, there are members in Finance saying, no, you can't do that. It doesn't make sense. It's illegal. You already have a surplus of money that you're hiding or using and not offering to the citizens, and now you want to do this. So there is a fight to get that through or not. It was somebody's idea, came up and said, let's do this. And the people said, well, if we do it, you got to promise us you're not going to lower the rate in the next 5 years while we're doing it, which they could easily do. But there are other politicians, articles out today, yesterday, who totally disagree with the bonds. So it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Those are my questions for today. Thank you. And I'm hoping, unfortunately, I'm going back to work tomorrow, and I was hoping not to, but this hasn't happened, so I'm hoping it's going to be a short-lived job, and maybe next week we'll see the RV. Thank you both for the time,
okay.
And have a great day. Bye-bye.
Alrighty.
All right, thank you.
360, Erico, you are on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
Greetings, sir. All right.
Hey,
and
happy to
the nth degree.
Excellent. Excellent. Say, Tony, I'm glad you found that of value with what I sent you, because that
it was great.
To me,
did you send it to 404?
Well, I didn't send it to 404 because I would have if I knew how. But I don't have a... You're the only person that I have any kind of phone connection with, but Ray knows my phone number, and because it's on the checks, so that's all I know. But I was kind of wondering if she.
I'm going to send it to everybody, but I wanted to give you credit for it first, because I didn't want you cussing me out. And saying I took
this. Totally. Jeez. I had a coach way back when, and he said a blind hog finds a nugget. And just kind of figured that maybe I just stumbled on it, but I think I did so because I was looking, and when I saw it and I listened to it, I thought, you know what? Like you said, it was a lot of what you've been saying, and it comes from somebody who is on a kind of a think tank for what's going on over there, and he is Iraqi, so I just thought it was extremely valuable. So, yeah, I'm glad you're sending it out because I think people will get a lot out of it. I keep thinking in what you've said thus far that at first it was the chicken and the or the egg, and, you know, does the central bank have to say what the rate is and then they can open the budget or, you know, go public with the budget? Or if they open the budget publicly, then the CBI has to follow suit. So, but all of that is contingent upon what the U.S. will allow. And I think that with all the stuff that's going on in our government, the golden goose is sitting right in front of them. Biden can save face without having to do anything too obscure by letting this thing go and then acquiescing on the raising of the debt limit, because I think the value within our treasury of our foreign currencies is part of what we base what our worth is, and that with the amount of dinar that we have as a country, it's going to skyrocket what our cash reserve will be relative to the foreign currency portion of our treasury. That's just a thought. Does that make sense or no?
Okay. Well, so this is what happens. Your bank account is going to be empty tomorrow, unless I raise the limit on your credit card, and then you can transfer money to your bank account off of your credit card, right? So yeah. Everybody understand this is what's going on. The debt limit is your bank account. The new infrastructure bill or raising the debt limit would be putting more credit on your credit card for you to put into the account so you won't be broke tomorrow at midnight. So if they did the Iraqi deal, all right, it doesn't put $5 trillion into the government's bank account tomorrow. You got to remember, the deal is over 30 years that they're going to put this dinar back over there and get it done. The other money allocations that we have, you and I, that's not government money until we pay taxes on it. That's not going to happen Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's going to happen over again over the next 5-10 years. The government's going to look at all that extra money coming in. You got to remember, it took Clinton 8 years to pay off the debt. So there's no declaring the $5 trillion is there when it's not. Or the dinar being the RV, then tomorrow we have all this money enough to pay off that debt or what they're getting ready to allocate for. So it's just like saying $5 trillion, we're going to give the government another $5 trillion loan that they're going to use over 10, 20 years and pay this off. The RV doesn't solve that just from the RV. The economy has to change. That's what they're betting on, this $5, $10 trillion. Are we part of that? Yes. But the RV can't rescue us if the pandemic's going on, nobody else is working, we got all this money sitting in the bank, and there's no infrastructure being rebuilt, no jobs being created. We're not going out buying computers or cars because the chip's not being manufactured. There's a whole lot of things in there that can go wrong. So it doesn't actually solve the problem. And the biggest one of all is what? There's no way to tell the public where all this money came from the RV. That's never, ever going to happen. You know, the uproar of everybody else, not just the people with money, but people without. Well, why we didn't get our share? We went to war. We fought the war. Our friends, family, relatives, they all died. And now you guys are all getting rich. That's not going to be public. It's not going to happen like that. Okay. Did that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess there's so much, like you said, that we don't know relative to the entire scheme of things that it puts us in a position where a lot of what we're talking about is conjecture, and it's what we think could happen, might happen, or is logically to happen, but without knowing the 70% that it makes that somewhat of a risky assumption, if you will. I don't know if that is a good way to describe
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nothing's 100%. We don't know.
Right. Well, I sure think that ultimately my gut feeling is that the people of Iraq can do a lot to control their own fate, especially after listening to that tape that you're going to send out to everybody, because he states in there that they have yet to see the corruption come to dealing with it to come to some fruition. Sorry, my phone just came back online. So I think that there has to be something happen that the people, because they're trying to get them to vote, they want them to participate, but they haven't seen what they've been hoping for and asking for, and we're close to seeing when they toppled the last government, but nothing has happened relative to the corruption that they have seen.
Well,
because
nothing has happened, period.
Right.
They got a lot of promises of things to come. They got a white paper, and this is what we're going to do, and that's what they're saying. And the biggest thing that he does says, and you've agreed on, and 404 has been questioning for months, is it's not going to change until October 2019 occurs again, until the people are actually in an uproar. They're trying to get people to vote, and there's still a bunch of people saying they're not going to vote because, and I'm using his terminology, he said the books have already been cooked. Everybody already knows, and I told you guys that a couple weeks ago. Why are you going to vote when they're already telling you Iran, Saddam, and the U.S. agree that Al-Kazimi should be the next president or the next prime minister? Then why do I need to go vote there? If they've already told me that's what's going to happen, and he says the citizens on the street feel just that way right now. They're like, okay, but everybody's touting this as the most honest vote ever, the biggest thing to happen in Iraq. It's going to change our country. Well, you already telling us who it's going to be. Anyway, that's confusing.
Right. No, I think that's spot on for sure. Well, I'll get out of the way because I'm anxious to see what 404 has to say, and I'll just say thanks. I appreciate you too, and Friday, I appreciate the advance notice because that way my Friday can be productive, and I'll still have time to make sure about 4 o'clock my time. I'd be looking for the link. So appreciate
All right.
it. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Ray.
All right.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
760 area code. You're on. Seven six zero. Thought I heard something. Okay,
nope.
610. You're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It is another dynamite, super sunny day here in the USA. Long version, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out your checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're using Google Pay. We are now using Google Pay to donate electronically. And in order to use Google Pay, download the Google Pay app to your smartphone first. That's step number one. Step number two, back out of that Google Pay app and go to the TNT Super Fantastic website. Click on that red donate button and follow the directions there for Google Instant Pay. Again, to donate electronically, we're using Google Pay. step number one is to download the Google Pay app to your smartphone. Step number two, back out of that Google Pay app and go to the TNT Super Fantastic website. Click on the red donate button and follow the directions there for Google Instant Pay, and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Tony. You're welcome.
Okay. 386 area code. You are on.
Tony, good morning and good afternoon to both of you.
Greetings.
All right. Good morning.
Hey, Tony, the only question I have to ask, most of them were answered, when do you think this is going to happen? You personally.
Listen, isn't that the only question you have to ask every time? When do I think it's going to happen? I don't know. I think there's a, well, you know what? I don't, guys, to be honest with you, because, you know, I try and be honest. So, my guys in Iraq seriously still expected this to happen tomorrow. So, I'll tell you, they did, based on the information they have and what they're doing. Now, this is Tuesday, right, Ray? Yeah, Tuesday. Wait, today's Wednesday. So, no, this is Monday. Monday when I talked to them. They told me about everything that's going on at the bank, the lower denoms, new companies signed contracts, MasterCard into the new cell phone system, telling everybody this was the way they could get paid. All of it was good on Monday. What? Let's give some? Oh, I thought Ray was trying to say something. But
nope, not at all.
Even while we're sitting here talking and wait, I got it. When did we get the DC call? Was that Monday too? Or Sunday? Anyway, it's not going to happen until we want it to happen. I can bet you that. So, and it's been delayed a couple weeks. So I tell you guys that last Friday, I think. He said it's been delayed a couple of weeks. Now, they're looking at what's going on. I'm looking at what's going on, and it's absolutely ridiculous to me that Manchin is on TV right now talking about it's not going to happen. I'm not going to vote for it because it's a hard effing no. I mean, it's just crazy. Not only is it going to affect our government come Saturday morning or Monday morning when people aren't going to work and they start shutting parks down again and museums. And if we have to go through all that crazy nonsense again, right now, economy, then I don't think Iraq can do it even if they wanted to. Well, I know they can because our government is shut down and not going to do it based on that. If there's a miracle tonight, we could possibly see it tomorrow like everybody anticipated. Or even over the weekend after it passed, just in the next couple of days leading up to it, if it doesn't happen exactly on that day. But the good news, once again, is Iraq has removed every obstacle in their way to release the budget. The federal government has ruled on the paragraphs. There's no appeal to it. That is over. Al-Kazimi said on Monday the budget has passed and been approved, so there's no reason not to release it as far as they are. So, again, I think it could happen. Well, I don't know. Ask me on Friday. That's what I'm going to say. Ask me, see what happens tomorrow night. We'll have a clear picture.
Okay, that sounds good, Tony. Ray, you were saying on the Zim, you have to have 30 or more to get the higher rate?
No, I never said
10
that.
10 or more. I said 10 or more, not 30.
10 or more.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you answered everything I asked, and the other answer was excellent, Tony. So I appreciate everything. And you guys got a present coming in the mail. So Chief is saying goodbye. God bless you guys, and be good.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And God bless.
God bless
you,
too. All
right. 208 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. I know you talked about the phone call on Friday. Are you going to post on Friday what time it's at?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we'll give you like 30 minutes notice or so as soon as we get settled down.
I didn't catch that.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to put it out about 30 minutes notice. We need to make sure everything's settled down and ready to go before we put it out.
Okay. Did the stuff that happened since Monday help us or hurt us?
The stuff that happened, well, in Iraq, everything that's happening helped us. There's no bad information coming out of Iraq. Nothing to hold it up, not to not do it. It's all been good. Now, we're not talking about the elections because there's some negative stuff to that if it goes to that. What's affecting us right now is what's happening in Washington, D.C. That's what's affecting us right now.
Well, that's happened several times before, and they always pass a bill right at the end of the time.
Yeah, well, hopefully they do. Now, there have been occasions when they didn't, but hopefully they do. So we'll see.
All right, gentlemen, have a great couple of days, and I'll be listening to you on Friday.
All right,
all right,
you.
Thank you, sir.
863 area code, you are on. No, 863? Okay, we'll go to 704. You're on.
Is that me?
That's you.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Thank you. Really good. How's you?
All right. Hey, Ray, this is Lone Wolf. Did you get my letter?
Not if you didn't address it as Lone Wolf, I didn't get it. I mean,
no,
I
sent it to you. I'm the one that's got the card that says TNT, Super Fantastic, and then I've got Lone Wolf down at the bottom.
You put that in
Black
it?
Business card. Excuse me?
You put that in the envelope?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I haven't opened that one yet.
Hadn't seen it yet.
No,
okay, I was just following
it.
Yeah. You know how the mail is these days. So,
right.
Yeah. Guys, you remember a long time ago or a while back that we used to, and maybe, you know, you don't see any need for it anymore. I guess it's a judgment call, but when we used to get on, some of the people would just mention what they were going to do with their money, like helping vets or homeless or children or whatever. I just, you know, we don't do that anymore, and I didn't know if you know, you thought it was a good idea to do it every now and then, maybe put a time limit on it so we don't get too long-winded. But I just wanted to throw that out there and get your thoughts and feedback.
My thoughts and feedback, been there, done that.
Okay. All right, I was just curious.
I was sharing my thoughts and feedback. Been there, done that.
Well, you do a lot of thoughts and feedback Monday through Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So,
All right,
that's all I've got, guys. I appreciate it. Hopefully, you'll get it opened up here in a day or so.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, y'all have a good afternoon.
You too. 205 area code, you are on.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's up, Tony?
How are you doing?
Long time. How you doing, Ray?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Hey, so Tony, I got a question. I stepped away from the phone. I hope it's not a redundant question, but if the RB happened, it won't help. I mean, of course it'll help, but even without our the debt ceiling, it won't help the debt ceiling, like help bring us up out of it. So wouldn't Biden want to go ahead and push the button so that, it'll kind of erase that deficit? I mean, that's the money kind of looking for, unless you're saying we need that to cover it. Is that what you're saying?
No. We need to raise the debt ceiling in order to approve the infrastructure bills. Okay, again, that is raise your credit limit on your credit card. Mm-hmm. If your credit limit is $5,000 and you get $1,000 or $2,000 in cash, that doesn't raise your credit limit. It just lets you pay down on your debt, right?
Right.
But you're still not having what you need for that infrastructure bill to be put out there. Because it's credit or a loan we're going to put into the system right now in order to approve all this. Even though you don't have to pay it back another 10 years, 20 years, this is the payback that's built into it, but you have to get it. The RB doesn't do that. Okay? It's not adding to your checking account or your credit card. It's going to be putting money in your savings account, which you can't use to do these things you need to use. But nothing could happen because if the debt limit is not raised, if the budget is not passed, and the government is shut down, then what happens? Nothing. Because the money's just sitting there, but there's nobody there to do anything.
Right. And I guess, and my other question, I mean, I guess it's really more of a statement. I mean, I agree with you 1,000%, you know, as the Democrats, because if they come together, it'll pass. But at the same time, it's still on the other side of the aisle that holds some responsibility also, because if we get two of them to agree, then it'll pass, correct?
Okay. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely. But this is one thing that we know. Republicans are going to do absolutely nothing to help make the Democrats look good. Nothing. And we don't blame them. It's just like, you know, it's like the New York Giants letting the Dallas Cowboys score. Oh, yeah, here, we'll help you out so your fans don't be so mad at you or something. That's not going to happen. That's not reality. And why should they? Why should we help you look good when your own people won't help you look good? They're helping us.
Well, you're right. I mean, I get that point. But yeah, we're supposed to be one country. You know, like we fight against each other rather than helping each other so that we can grow as a country. That makes no sense.
Listen,
but I get it. It's politics.
Did you hear Obama's speech the other day? Did you listen to it?
No, I missed it.
Okay. Well, when he's opening his presidential library, he gave a speech. That's reality. and just what you're saying right now. And I don't care whether you like him or don't like him, doesn't matter. What he said does matter.
Yeah.
Politics in America has changed in the last 4 years. And even before then. Well, I'm going to say, I'm going to go all the way back to George Bush, because that's when it changed. Even though people didn't agree, they were still working towards getting things done for the country, not individuals.
Right.
Even when Obama was in, he was trying to get things done for the country, but he had to fight Republicans every stop, just like Biden is doing now. Because, not because it's politics, but because they didn't like who he was. And they wanted to make sure there was nothing good out there to say about it. So things changed. Got worse during Trump, because now it's all individuals for themselves. We are becoming more like Iraq, where our politicians don't really care what's going on as long as I look good, as long as I have an opportunity to be reelected. And you'll see a lot of that is what's going on right now. If it was like it would be, one party or the other party would win, and then everybody would say, let's do what's best for the country. Let's do what's best for American citizens. But they don't. They're strictly party-driven or individual-driven, and they don't care, because guess what? I get reelected, I get paid anyway. It's crazy.
Right. Gotcha. Well, I appreciate it, the explanation. You guys have a blessed day, and I look forward to talking to y'all on Friday. Roll Tide.
Well, the Friday part, I don't know about the Roll Tide part.
All right. Take care.
Okay, man. All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, I never, ever, ever root for Alabama, just so you know. All right,
let's wrap this one up.
That's it. Nobody else has questions? We ain't got time. I don't want to see nobody. All right, guys. Actually, it's a good day still. All the information is positive. The best thing today was that the 12 paragraphs question is over. The budget can now be opened. We're going to see what they come up with tomorrow or Friday, or a reason not to open it, or see where we go from here. But the only obstacle that was holding it back has been removed. We could see the RV at any time from this point. I don't think we're going to see it until our government makes a decision right here. Hopefully tonight they vote like with good common sense, and we can all move forward. Which makes every day after Saturday a great day. But right now, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
All right, that's going to do it for us for this Hump Day Wednesday. And now we'll meet again sometime on Friday, hopefully. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Better. But my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe. I know he is already done.
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Hump Day Wednesday. We are out of here.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.